But Jeffrey, see, there is provocation going on, but I think you're talking about it from a different side. I mean, let me just pull up for you one of the reporters, Katie Turr from NBC. She sent out this tweet about what happened last night. She says, Trump trashes press. Crowd jeers. Guy by press pen looks at us and screams, you B-word, right. Basically. Right. Other gentlemen, hold on. Other gentlemen gives cameras the double bird. I mean, this is really counterproductive. Isn't this dangerous on some level?
Look, first of all, there's no excuse for calling somebody the B-word, which I understand in that video. But here's the problem. I saw this sentiment firsthand last night. People feel that the media distorts. They don't tell the truth. They portray Trump supporters as a bunch of bigots, rubes, racists, xenophobes, etc., when they're just hardworking folks who are out there. They're very concerned about the shape of their country, and they feel that they are being deliberately smeared by these folks.
But Jeffrey, so, isn't it also isn't he also ginning up that feeling? You know, show us when we've labeled somebody a xenophobe who's a Trump supporter. Is ginning that up and making people feel violently against the press?
Allison, I can point to editorials from all kinds of prompts. I mean, the Washington Post this very morning is going after their editorial board is going after Donald Trump and his supporters. I mean, I mean, it's disgraceful.
Look,
it's an absolute double standard.